Now, what town did your parents come to from New York? What town was that?
Trip, South Dakota.
Trip, South Dakota. Okay, now I'm going to ask you a little bit about Grandpa's family. What were his parents' names?
Oh, Carl and Elizabeth.
Carl and Elizabeth. And what was Elizabeth's maiden name?
She was a woman.
Okay. And they were married in Russia, right?
1873, I think.
Okay. And Grandpa was one of the children that came over from Russia with the Carl Lang family.
Yeah.
Now, they had several children also that were born in Russia. Can you name the ones that were born in Russia?
There were
all of them.
There were
Jakob, Lisbeth, Maren. Okay, I'll name them.
Okay.
Mary Winker,
Elizabeth
Sorman, Jakob Lund.
Jakob Lund. Katie
Schickle. Gross or Sickle.
Yeah. And then Czech.
Gottlieb.
Benjamin.
And then a couple died.
Grandpa.
Fred.
And then was Martha. Margaret. Christina died. They had about 13, I think.
And these were all born in Russia.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, Grandpa's parents took off from Russia in what year?
May 1907.
So they crossed the ocean. Did Grandpa ever tell you about his trip?
Oh, yeah. They had in the passenger ship. They were long on the ocean than we were.
They were longer on the ocean?
They had a passenger ship. We had a flyer. Ship.
They had a freight ship.
A freight. You freight. Had a passenger.
Yeah,
he had a freight ship.
They didn't wait for the passenger. They saw the ship came and they went down. And they went the ocean and the ocean.
14 days.
14 or 15 days, yeah.
So they were on a few days longer than
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
And then what harbor did he say what harbor he came into?
That was the same like mine's.
Okay.
Ship same old came. Came to York there and then took the train to Delmont. Czech was over here already.
One of the
there
sons.
Were four, and four, Katie. Four, two brothers was over here and Aunt Katie.
Okay.
And they come.
Tell so us they, when they each left Russia. How
the first one left in Czech and Katie left in 1900.
Uh-huh.
And the others left in 1904. Then the old folks
Katie,
came.
Katie and Godler left in 1904.
They went out, they had to go in the army, then they left for America.
They were supposed to be in the army,
so
then
they left all for America.
Did they go to the same German town that you did? To
oh yeah, they
to
went
the
same
train
route.
And then to
oh, yeah.
the ship, huh? I see. And then they came by train to Delmont, South Dakota.
Yeah.
And they had some relatives there
yeah,
too.
There
I
was
suppose.
Katie and all the brothers.
Okay, that helped.
They had a good start. They're staying with them.
Okay.
Three sons and a daughter.
Yeah, they were here before.
Right. Okay, and then...
Three came, there were seven already in the family.
Now, tell us about a little bit about when you met Grandpa and how you met him.
Let's talk a little about Zimmermann's in Russia and Germany.
Okay.
Zimmermann's had to stay. Why? Johann Zimmermann, why did he
stay?
Well,
he was the only son in Russia. And he had enough land. So he said, I want to go to America. There are too many churches here. You always write, there are so many churches here. Gottlieb and them wrote letters and said, yeah, well, he's afraid. And he had enough land there, so Elizabeth, his wife, stayed there. The other ones all left.
Elizabeth and Jacob Winkler. No, Zimmermann,
Mary,
you said. Zimmermann, okay.
That was a Zimmermann, not this year Zimmermann.
Right,
that was,
yeah.
That was John
Germany.
Zimmermann, Russia. John
there were the people that are in West Germany now.
Oh, yes. What were they afraid of getting mixed up in different churches?
Well, he had all what he wanted there, John, you know,
yeah.
what he wanted else. And they had so many churches here, all kinds. He thought maybe they turned me around or what. I don't know what he had in mind.
Yeah.
But he
mostly because he was settled and comfortable.
He had a lot of land.
He had no reason to leave.
No,
really.
No, he had a lot of land. Was the only boy in the family.
Okay. Okay, and then tell us a little bit about when you met Grandpa, how you met him. And
well, he, I came up in 1910, and we were neighbors there.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes come together, that's all that matters.
You told us a story before about a little note he left. You tell us about that.
Oh, I give me a card. What a good
postcard?
Postcard with a rose on. He was working out south by Rouse that summer. And sometimes he was sometimes going to ride home with a horse, you know. They rode by there. And our boys was always out, and he'd talk, and then he had to stop there a little bit. So Angus and he went out too, and we talked there a little bit. He was on the horse, and he gave me this card. And he wrote on, "You're my sweetheart." I didn't know what a sweetheart meant, what in the world. You never talk about sweethearts and things like that.
It
was written on. It was written on there, the card in the back.
In German or English?
That's not English written on, yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Then he left. I didn't mean to talk to anything. I was wondering what he'd card for, he went. I thought maybe he likes me or what. I couldn't tell my parents or whatever there was. So I didn't forgot it. Yeah.
How old were you when this was, when he wrote the note to you?
1910 he worked for us.
Yeah.
Oh, in 1910.
Yeah. Then 11 he worked for the Cups.
So
then
she was about 13, Grandma.
Yeah.
Okay, and he was.
So I know five years before we married. I know 5 years.
You knew him 5 years.
Then we went to school together too in winter.
Okay.
We had first graders all 20 years old and 15 years old. And
they were all first graders, huh?
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, and then.
And then he went to school during the war, a night school, in World
Grandpa
War I.
Grandpa did?
Yeah.
He did.
He went to night school. Yeah.
Where at the same school? Was there night school there?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I don't know that.
Sure.
Oh.
Maybe they had something.
And,
Why did they have night school?
Because of the war, to get the Germans to know the English language.
Oh.
Nobody could talk. Parents couldn't help you on school business. It was hard.
I'm sure it was very difficult.
There were two English girls. They helped us out.
Their name was what?
Blackmore. Blackmore girls.
Blackmore.
Yeah, Panita and other one was Paulina, I think.
Oh, and so they kind of helped too.
Yeah, we talked. The reasons we talked and catched up a little words. So.
Oh, well, that was good that they helped you.
Then about that horse from the Blackwell Ranch. That was a fast horse, you know, I should say.
That was Doris' horse.
No. Their Langs, they bought a horse.
Bronco.
About his love.
Langs had a horse with a kind of bronco from the. I had bought from the rancher there. I don't know where they got it.
Blackwell.
Blackwell?
And that horse.
That must be.
They'd ride to Iowa to get horses.
Oh. I know that.
Yeah,
yes. And I was married.
No, that was before he was married.
Oh, yeah, I know. I don't know that. I was.
That horse did ride to Iowa.
I suppose.
And then bring horses up.
Oh, yeah, that bring. Oh yeah, they had horses too.
They had twisted legs from cutting.
It was a cutting
horse.
Oh.
The horns were short, and it twisted its leg. So it was kind of a lame horse, but that was Grandpa's speeder.
Exactly.
And Gilfillan had lots of hired men, Gilfillan. He had good horses riding around the fences, watching all his cattle.
I see.
That Gilfillan was his father was a rich man. He was lifting down
he
Texas.
Was,
he sent all the cattle up from south for rent. There was free rent, you know.
Gilfillan's dad was district judge in Hennepin County, Minneapolis.
Exactly.
For her side, her father was a rich. She'd get $100 for Christmas presents.
So they were rich people to begin with,
father,
these ranches.
Her father, and
stuff.
He helped out.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they came.
Uh-huh. Okay.
He was a boxer too, this Jim Gelfman. That's what Gabriel Powers said. So these settlers, they had to kind of watch him.
He was kind of cowboy, big cowboy. Oh, yeah. No, it's too much.
Well, it's okay. But so they kind of watched out for themselves, I mean, because he was probably a pro boxer.
Huh? Oh, they were nice.
He was 6 feet tall, too. Oh. I got to know him yet.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
They were nice people, too. You liked them.
Now, tell us a little bit about when you were first married and
well,
you know,
yeah.
Where you lived. And I know you had a summer kitchen. And
yeah.
Tell us all about that.
Yeah.
Where did you live when you were first married?
We lived 4 years with Grandpa and Grandma in the little house.
In the sod house? No?
Yes. That Ted and Leah was born in the sod house.
Okay.
Then there was no room anymore. We moved to a little house from Norwich.
Hermanson.
We moved that little house in there, so we had no
room.
Sweet.
Was the summer kitchen
1999.
Then?
No.
No?
That white house there. South. And then we moved that house in 19 there. Over 19.
Okay, you moved it in
the south side of the trees.
Okay.
Then we moved over there.
And yeah. You lived in that house until when?
31.
And at that time you did what?
We had all the children. We had no room in that house neither there. And we built a house.
You built your house?
Yeah.
Who helped build it? And
that was from Streeter.
You had
carpenters? Oh, yeah.
Okay. And so you raised your family in that house,
yeah.
Pretty
yeah.
much.
Yeah, and we had Edwin, who was 9 years old, and then we built a house, and just before we wanted to move in, he died.
Oh, is that right? What
oh,
year?
That was 31.
31. It was just a few months before. Huh?
Yeah, yeah. And that was hard. I sent a bed away for him, a single bed on the Montgomery Ward, and for him alone there. And the bed wasn't here and he died already.
Oh.
So it was kind of grief for us. Yeah. But we moved in. We had lights, electric lights then. We had a motor going. And
when did you get your plumbing and all that? Later?
No, we got the motor right away.
But like you didn't have indoor toilet or anything
for a few years after that.
Right?
We never had in that house there, never.
Okay. Do you want to name your, should we go through the name of the child?
And Grandma Lang, she was there for 12 years, milked her 2 cows. That was her income. One year she had $85 for those 2 cows cream check. And she had a few chickens and garden she had. Then 1924, Grandpa Lang died. She stayed there till 27, I think. Then she went to Market Tip. Then she died up there.
Now, is she the grandma that had sugar diabetes?
No, that was my mom.
That was your mother, right?
She died in 33, my mom.
Okay. And what did this other grandma... Was she just older?
Oh, she was much. She was 20 years older than my mother, Grandma Lang.
I see.
She was 81 when she died. My mother was only 58 when she died.
When did Grandpa Lang die, Carl?
Oh, 1924, October.
Oh, okay.
He was 68.
He was 68 years old. And he's buried where?
He's buried in Glickstall Cemetery.
And Grandma Lang?
Yeah. Grandma Lang, she's in Tevin. My Grandma Rizzler, she's in Napoleon, buried here.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And Grandpa Chris?
Yeah.
We want to put that on yet, that they got money from the inheritance in Russia, from the Rush estate.
Oh, mine.
They had
a sale. When my father died and my grandpa died before 3 weeks, they made a sale there, right in the place there. They sold some of grandpa's stuff and my mother sold some of hers. So I got a share. I got the same share from the riches like the other children. And Ma, she got a half and I got a half. They put in the bank for till I'm 18 years old. And they keep some land there for me. I rented out all the years. Then went to America, and then I was, the war broke out in Russia, you know. I was only 17 years old. And then we sent out paper for collecting, but the Russians didn't send a penny out. They kept everything.
So you didn't get your inheritance?
No, I got nothing.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Well, we had bread all the years. Thanks the Lord for it.
But they got enough out for Grandma Rose's passage.
Oh, they had $100 they took out. They took the trip.
They did.
They could take Mara, put that just for the trip on. They saved, you know. For me, they brought mania. I took a little out there.
That was all she got out of
the rest family. We got married in Steele, North Dakota. And we drove up with a buggy. December was no snow. To Dawson, when we got a checkup by the doctor, and then we took the train to Steele.
Did you have to get a checkup for the doctor to married from the doctor?
And then we went to Steele, and there was a church. He was kind of like a pastor. And we got married there. So we took the train back to Dawson, took the horses out of the livery barn, drove home. It was a nice day, no snow. Then we got home, and Conrad Lang was along.
Who is Conrad?
That was cousin to Carl Lang, cousin.
He was witness, and Winter was along too.
No, somebody was there.
Uh-huh.
There was that, a lady was witness there in the courthouse. You know her well.
But it was foggy.
It was a little foggy, yeah. But it was nice. No wind. Then we got home and Margaret got apple pie ready, noodle soup and everything fixed up. Margaret was still home. Then it was 30th. Then came New Year Day. And Mary and Jack wanted to come to church and sing a song on New Year's Day. Lakeside Church. And Mary got sick. We were up in church, nobody came, and Markham went over there after dinner and said, Mary's sick. And before December, she died already. Then she was buried on the 6th or what? 20 below. Boy, yeah, boy was that water then.
It was January.
That was our honeymoon then.
Because you had to go to a funeral right
away.
Yes,
right away, yeah. Okay. We were over when she died. She said goodbye to her loving brother, and she shook hands with everybody. Grandma was there, Grandpa. Then she starts saying songs, and then she laid down.
This was Grandpa's sister?
Yeah. She was 4 years. She had dropsy. She was young. She was only 40 years.
She was 40 years
old. She had only married someone. That's the only girl she had.
You told me about one time about how when Jacob Winkler died, her husband.
Oh, next year.
Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, next year in January, yeah, he died. Grandpa had trouble with his tunnels, and he drove in town. It was January 2, I think. He drove in town, and Grandpa took the train and went to Bismarck to take his tunnels out. He stayed a week in Bismarck. And then Winkler got a blizzardy day. He couldn't make it home. Stayed with a neighbor there. And then he slept the night. In the morning he got up, and now I'm going home, he said. Put his coat on. And Frank Ryan, he said, no, better eat something. A cup of coffee or so. He made coffee. And he went in the other room and laid down. He died of heart attack there. Yeah, it was January 2. Grandpa wasn't home that time.
That's where Tony Waltz.
Yeah, yeah. Leah Walt's place. Leah. And then we buried him. Ted was 3 months old. We drove for the buggy, Grandpa and Grandma and I, to funeral, and there was not much snow either. When Grandma came back, check was gone.
They brought him past your place.
Yeah, and then that crying came up right away. He was a bachelor. And he told the old house he died. Then we had to, someone was married, Mary. Then they drove up to their place,
John Mertz's
place, and tell him that they had to get him. But it was down his home.
But
the little house.
Solomon's List.
Yeah. And then Gottlieb drove down and got him, and then the funeral was there. Then we drove.
What dog?
Oh, the dog went along, yeah. He walked beside sled all the way. From
Jacob's dog?
Yeah. He thought they drove by here. Could see him there and driving. Yeah.
When he missed Jacob, he knew something was wrong.
Yeah. And Grandma, she had the light burning, putting her all night before. She was kind of blissery. So Chet could see far down. They come home and see our light, but he didn't come.
Now, the dog followed the master from Leo Walden.
Yeah.
The dog must have went along the town, too.
The sermon, yeah. We got it.
Okay, I know. That was an interesting story.
That was the second year of our marriage. Yeah. So there was always something going on.
It was the 17th.
Yeah.
In January the 7th, I was baptized. And Jakob and Amalia...
Hirschkorn
Winkler was my sponsors. And then next Sunday or week, he was in the grave.
Jacob was.
Jacob Winkler. Okay, now I'll start it.
Okay, I want Grandma to tell me a little bit about the two children that were born in Russia that died, Grandpa's brother and sister.
Langs.
The Lang brother and sister that died in Russia.
That John was 2 years old.
And?
And Christina was 5, she was the baby.
And what did they die from?
Well, he had
diphtheria,
John. And, girl, she was kind of lame one leg, Christina.
Tell us about that little John, what he wanted his dad to do. He wanted
his
to...
His mother wanted to...
Other children were kind of not feeling good, and he was 2 years old, that John, and he said, Mother rubbed their necks. And then, I want to be rubbed too. Then Grandpa said, well, I'll do it, and I had to send the same. And a few days, he was died.
Okay, thank you. Let's talk a little bit about your brothers and sisters. You named Christina Peter and yourself that were born in Russia. Now, who were the ones that were born when you were in America?
A Czech.
And where was he born?
He was born in
Whitmire's
place.
And those are the people.
1906.
Yeah. Then same was 1908. He was born here in the house here.
Samuel was born in the homestead
house? In 8.
Okay.
And then was twin sisters that died.
Was Gideon.
First twin sisters. Twin sisters that died. There was a week old that died, I don't know. Then was Gideon. It was the baby.
1913.
Yeah.
February the 1st.
And he died out in Washington.
The twins were born, stillborn in 19...
No, they were not stillborn. They lived a week.
Oh, they did.
Yeah, they did.
And they were born in 1910, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
They were well a few days. They were so cute, and we treated them like dolls. We named them and everything, and a few days they got sick. And one was spared, and then the other was sick already. And the other was spared after.
How many days apart?
I don't know, maybe 2 days.
Mm-hmm. 2 days?
They're buried in the homestead there, by Ted's place.
And the names?
Mary and Rachel.
And we treated them as dolls.
Well, we always had one. I was abroad, my sister, we had no other sisters. We were abroad, we had little sisters now, and then they were gone again, toddling away, the Lord.
Wait.
Yes,
sir. Grandma's always going to get the manure in and take the potatoes. She was driving every day. And then one morning the harness was kind of tangled up. She couldn't get a ride one harness. She took it a quarter of a mile down south to her neighbor and he had it straightened out. Then she came back and she harnessed the horses. Then we went.
This was Cups.
And the name was Cup, Jacob Cup.
he helped her get it all fixed up.
Ach, das war gerade
straightened out.
The harness a little bit, the top there, she couldn't.
Just couldn't get it straight.
And I was a dumb too.
We want to add a few important points on this history.
Grandpa John Resch Jr. was trained as a shoemaker
and a farmer,
and of course was a farmer. And then Jacob Winkler, his trade was harness maker and cobbler, rather shoemaker, while Carl Lang trade was blacksmith. And one the time the two John Jochen Le John had diphtheria, got diphtheria, they were living out on Edelman, by Edelman, a bonanza farmer, and these farmers, they hired their own blacksmith for by the year for the summer, and that was a ways away from Friedenstahl, the daughter of the village, so they had to move out and stayed there during the time they were hired out.
Okay, I want to talk to the children and the grandchildren and great-grandchildren. They all be nice together and have a long life. And loving each other, go to church, raise their families nice. God be with them. When I'm gone, one day we meet again in heaven. So I want to see you all there with me and Grandpa and everybody. What a day that will be. Can be together forever and ever. The Lord is our light, so we can be happy. Amen.